Hello, everyone. Today I'd like to speak about our relationship with God, and I'd like to begin by reading James chapter 4, verse 7 through 10. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. I recently read about a survey that said 81% of adults that attend church on a regular basis do so in order to feel closer to God. We should attend church on a regular basis, and when we go to church, we go to worship God, and we should strive to get closer to God and seek his presence during our time of worship. But having a close, personal, intimate relationship with God is something that we can and should strive to do on a daily basis. But just think about that. We can have a close, personal relationship with the Lord God of the universe, the same God who simply spoke the word and created the whole universe, tells us that if we draw near to him, that he will in turn draw near to us. Psalm 73:28 says this, "But it is good for me to draw near to God." And when we have a close personal relationship with God, there are many blessings and benefits that we receive as a result. The Bible says that he gives us a peace and a joy and a contentment that only he can give. As we live in this crazy mixed up world, we can have a peace that the Bible says passes all understanding. And Psalm 34:10 says, "The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." But as we look here in this passage, James says there are two things that we need to do in order to draw closer to God. First of all, James says that we need to reject sin in our lives. That's in verse 8. And you know, during this coronavirus crisis, health officials and government leaders are telling everyone to maintain a safe distance from people to avoid spreading germs and viruses. They call it social distancing. I saw a news story about a man that made himself what he called a social distance donut. This was a round, flat, saucer-shaped piece of plastic or cardboard with a hole in the middle. It had straps attached to it that he wore like suspenders to hold the donut in place. And the man actually wore this in public to keep people from getting close to him. My friends, that's how sin is in our own lives. Sin keeps God at a distance. It interferes with our relationship with God. So James says here, in order to draw near to God, he says we need to clean our hands. He says, clean your hands and purify your heart. In other words, confess sin and get rid of the sin in our own life. The good news is that God is a forgiving God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we do confess our sins, then God is faithful and just to forgive. So we see here, as we draw near to God, he says that we need to reject sin. And number two, he says we also need to respond with humility. That's in verse 10. The Bible says that God hates pride. It also says that he resists the proud. So again, this is something that will interfere with our relationship with the Lord. But if we humble ourselves before God, confess sin in our life, and seek a closer walk with him, then he will lift us up and exalt us in ways that we could never do on our own. 2 days ago, I stopped at a convenience store to buy gas. And you know, the gas pumps that we use these days has a TV monitor mounted inside that gas pump. And when you begin to pump your gas, it comes on and shows advertisements and news stories. And so I began to pump my gas, and this TV monitor came on, and it showed some advertisements, some news stories. And then it said, here's the word for the day. And I looked at the screen and it had the word solitude. And it gave the definition and it said this: the state of being alone or separated from society. As Christians, we don't have to live in solitude or isolation. As a Christian, we are never alone. God promises to never leave us or forsake us. And we can draw near to God. We can live in a close, personal relationship with Him. God loves you, and He desires that we would draw near to Him, and He promises that He will draw near to us. 1 Chronicles 22:19 says, "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God."